Like one guy, a writer once said in Chicago when I was a child, I didn't know you could play like that, and I didn't like it the way he said it. The writer, I don't think he's living now. And my reply to him, you should have asked Alvin. And I was saying that for a purpose, because Alvin knew and he would respect it and love, but they were acting like they, you know. So I said, then this guy went back and asked, call up Train. That's how those notes on that record that they use, the beat of a different drum or whatever, this new stuff they put on, that's why that was written. Because Train was answering this guy, whoever it is, I can't think of his name. Don't really want to think of his name. But there are a lot of people like that. One time, I'm jumping around, but that's the way I live and that's the way I talk. I'm in Texas for a festival there one time. I'm playing with Stan Getz then, whom you didn't mention yet. I spent a lot of time with Stan Getz. And after we finished our performance, this is for George Wein, the guy that I said I knew and we almost grew up together. We're the same age from Boston.
Sure.
It's George Wein's gig, and he comes up. Meantime, Miles is there too with his band. They're standing at the end of the stage. He wants to put Coleman Hawkins on. And I'm getting an attitude because I haven't been able to play my little stand yet. Now, here come, I love Coleman Hawkins. But, I'm part of the thing too. I know Coleman, I respect him. So George says, play something fast, so rock. I say, I don't necessarily want to play something fast. I think he wanted to play Body and Soul. So, anyhow, then I go and play something, man. Tony's there at the end of the stage, Miles at the end of the stage, everyone. So when I come off, I'm talking to Miles about it. I say, man, here's a guy, Miles, that knew me since I was a youngster, a teenager. And Miles said, he don't know you. And I'm talking again. And I said, yeah, but he knew me since then. He don't know you. You know, Miles knows or knew.